And this is Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started for you right now. Kyle Lee Marks, facing a felony charge of assault by strangulation, has waived his right to a preliminary examination in district court this last Friday. And this action is part of a plea offer where Marks would plead guilty to assault by strangulation and a second habitual offender charge. In return, prosecutors agreed to dismiss a domestic violence count and forego additional habitual offender notices. Marks also committed to paying full restitution. The court has bound Marks over to circuit court for arraignment, scheduled for April 27th at 9 a.m., bond conditions remain as previously ordered. And in Huron County District Court on Friday, Braxton Ronald Schultz, facing a felony charge of false pretenses involving $1,000 to $20,000, waived his right to a preliminary examination. The prosecution had offered a plea agreement. Schultz could waive the exam, plead guilty at arraignment, and if full restitution, including any associated fees, was paid to the victim, a one-year delay of sentence would be granted. Successful completion of this delay would result in a conviction with a fine between $200 to $1,000. Schultz confirmed his understanding of the offer, stating his decision to waive the examination was voluntary and uncoerced. His bond remains continued. The case now moves to circuit court for arraignment, scheduled for Monday, May 18th at 9 a.m. And a court hearing took place on Friday, April 10th. Involving a man named Mark Wesley Rolfe. He is facing several charges related to inappropriate behavior towards two teenagers. During the hearing, two former employees shared their alleged experiences. Both said they worked for Mr. Rolfe at different times and described situations where he allegedly asked very personal questions and made them feel uncomfortable at work. They also alleged that he sometimes touched them in ways that were not appropriate and continued even when asked to stop. The young women also explained that Mr. Rolfe gave them gifts, which they felt made the situation more confusing and harder to speak up about. One of them said she was afraid to tell anyone at first, but years later decided to share her story with a police officer. The lawyers on both sides shared their arguments. The prosecution said the evidence shows that Mr. Rolfe acted inappropriately and used his position of authority to pressure the young women. And the defense argued that there was not enough proof and pointed out that the reports were made at a much later date. After reviewing everything, the judge decided there was enough evidence for the case to move forward, and the judge said the actions described could meet the legal definition of the charges. The case will now continue in a higher court, with the next hearing scheduled for Monday, April 27th. And we'll be right back after this brief PSA next.
You've been diagnosed with COPD, but breathing seems to be getting harder. Everyday activities, walking to the mailbox, going up the stairs, talking on the phone, take more effort than they used to. Is this you? If your COPD symptoms are getting worse, there may be options that can help you breathe easier and get back to doing more of what matters to you. Visit the COPD Foundation website at isthisyoucopd.org to learn the signs of severe and worsening COPD and the right questions to ask next. Take action today. Breathe better tomorrow.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. And there are no obituaries for this hour, but you can, again, go to our website and you can find them there. I'm Tate Servants coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.